in focus today, dollar and euro. For years, the dollar's been one of the soundest currencies in global commerce, but recently it's been losing its luster, and for the first time it's faced with a strong competitor, the euro. Some say the greenback is at a turning point and could forfeit its status as the dominant currency for global reserves. VOA's Yelena DeFranceschi explores the effect of the falling dollar and the rising euro.
Gates and Buffett bet against the dollar, read headlines when two of the world's richest men, Bill Gates and Warren Buffett, recently decided to trade billions of their dollar assets into euros and other foreign currencies. Microsoft Chairman Gates and renowned investor Warren Buffett say that they expect the dollar to extend its three-year drop because of the widening U.S. trade and budget deficits. Since January 2002, the dollar has fallen 33% against the euro, and the United States trade deficit ballooned over 24% to a record $617 billion in 2004. Like the two American corporate titans, central banks around the world are also eyeing ways to move away from the dollar. A recent survey of 65 central banks showed that most of them plan to shift between 20 to 30% of their dollar assets into euros. They jointly hold reserves of well over $2 trillion. The world's central banks buy U.S. currency to boost their own reserves and thereby support their currencies. But with the falling dollar, they suffer substantial losses. Some economists say the dollar's preeminence is at risk. According to Pam Woodall, an editor of the British magazine Economist, the dollar is failing to fulfill the main functions of a global currency.
A reserve currency is meant to be a safe store of value. Well, the dollar's already been falling, and a lot of economists think that it could fall further. Secondly, you know, a reserve currency should be backed by sound economic policies. Well, the fact that the U.S. has been running a current account deficit and has what I'd call unsustainable fiscal policies, that's not a good background on which to run a reserve currency. But most important of all, normally the main reserve currency in the world has been a net creditor. America is the world's largest net debtor country.
Christian Weller of the Center for American Progress agrees there is a general sense that America is profligate, that it spends more than it has.
We have trade deficits that are approaching 6% of gross domestic product. Many crisis countries have had trade deficits much smaller before they entered a crisis. So financial markets are worried, will the U.S. be able to repay all the debt it's amassing right now? Central banks have shown the reluctance to continue financing massive borrowing by the U.S. government. They have been slowly moving out of the dollar into other currencies. They have made their reluctance clear by not showing up to Treasury auctions.
To cover its over $600 billion trade deficit, the U.S. economy needs an infusion of at least $1.8 billion a day, says Mr. Weller. He adds that if central banks stop buying large amounts of American Treasury bonds or begin a quick divestment of American IOUs, the U.S. economy could sustain a major blow. But Erwin Stalzer of the Hudson Institute says this is not the first dollar decline. During the Reagan presidency, it fell 40%, yet bounced back. The strength and resilience of the American economy make it the best place for investment, says Mr. Stalzer.
Remember, our economy is growing faster than other economies. Companies here are awash in cash, so likely to increase dividends, and you see this huge wave of merger deals. The latest figures on investment flow shows they've increased to America. Where else would you put your money? So long as the American economy grows, it will continue to attract capital.
The euro is still too young a currency, says Mr. Stalzer, and there is too many uncertainties about the functioning of European institutions. The 12 states that make up the eurozone have trouble maintaining a single fiscal policy.
If you have a uniform monetary policy with one interest rate for all countries, that puts an enormous strain on fiscal policy. And I'm not so sure that you can sustain this one interest rate fits all countries position. Remember, we've had other monetary unions in countries that haven't worked. So that would be my long-term worry if I were a central banker.
Still, Mr. Stalzer, like other analysts, acknowledges we are in uncharted territory when the world's reserve currency has so much outstanding debt. For Focus, this is Yelena DeFranceschi.